I'm Jane, your kitchen GPS at ImpressNotStress.com. Welcome to Kitchen Tips and Hacks. The other night, I was making a recipe that required a cup of chicken stock. I went to my pantry and pulled out a can of chicken broth, and I didn't think twice about using it in place of the stock. After all, aren't stock and broth interchangeable ingredients? Interesting question. In all my years of cooking, I've never questioned the difference. Based on my dish's success using broth instead of stock, it didn't really appear to matter which one you use. The reason I started using broth was simply because of the availability in the supermarket. There are a ton of options for broth, and it's easy to find whatever variety you need: beef, chicken, turkey, or vegetable. Back a few years ago, it used to be really difficult to find chicken or beef stock. Now, while not nearly as abundant as broth, you can find stock in the soup aisle too. So, now that both options are readily available, I was curious about the difference between the two and why some recipes require stock while others require broth. The easiest way for me to keep them straight is remembering that broth is a soup that's ready to eat, as is, if you want. Broth is used in recipe for its flavor. Stock, on the other hand, is meant for cooking. Its primary purpose is to provide body rather than taste. It is not considered a finished product like broth. It's the way they are made that produces the different results. Broth is made using meat and vegetables. Stock is made using bones rather than meat. Stock is made by simmering bones or seafood shells like lobster shells, shrimp, or crab for several hours to create a thick liquid used as a neutral base for recipes. Most often, it's used for sauces, stews, and soups. Stock contains slightly more carbs, fat, and protein than broth. It's also significantly higher in vitamins and minerals. Broth is traditionally made by simmering meat, vegetables, and herbs in water to create a flavorful liquid that can be consumed on its own or used in other dishes. It's lighter and thinner than stock and has fewer calories. The bottom line is the difference between broth and stock is minimal. Broth can always be substituted for stock. Homemade stock is less expensive than store-bought. As the bones or shells from something you've already made, there's virtually no cost in making it yourself. There are many recipes available to make your own stock and broth if you're so inclined. I'm not. I don't enjoy playing around with bones or shells, and no one in my family could tell the difference in a finished product whether the stock was homemade or store-bought. When a recipe calls for stock or broth, the hack is to use whatever you have on hand. Either will work just fine. For more kitchen tips and hacks, visit ImpressNotStress.com. I'm Jane, your kitchen GPS, and you can ask me anything. Happy cooking!